The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Hi, it's Pastor Dave again. I had an interesting conversation with Dave from prison. I cannot call him, but he calls me, and he probably calls me once or twice a week, because I'm one of his only contacts with life, and I try to visit him about every 6 weeks. And both as a friend and as a pastor, I'm trying to be there for him to let him know that God cares and people care. And because of that, he is so grateful and has strengthened his faith just to know that there's people that believe and care about him. And so in the conversation I had with him last week, he had mentioned that he was a porter, which means he is able to move freely on his, I guess you'd call it, wing. And each wing has cells, I think 72 cells, he said, and each cell has two men. And as a porter, he hands out things, toiletries and food or other items. Well, Nick was the last person that he brought toiletries to, toilet paper, I believe, and Nick felt he was shorted. And so when Dave wasn't looking, Nick jumped him, punched him hard in the face, knocked him to the ground, and when he was down, Nick kicked him hard in the ribs. And Dave said, he's bruised and battered, and I said, well, okay, I'm glad to hear it wasn't worse, so what are you going to do, both as a person in prison, but even as a Christian? And he said, well, I'm not going to do anything, really. I could, when he's high, slit his throat, or when he's high, I could just put a pillow over his face and smother him to death, and people would think he died from a drug overdose. I could do any of those things if I really wanted to, but I know that's not right as a Christian, so I won't do anything. I said to him, well, why don't you write a note and put that note on his chest when he's high, saying, I could have killed you, but I didn't because... And I said, well, because, and I hesitated even and said, because I care or God cares. And he laughed and he said, no, I couldn't do that. There would be bad repercussions, terrible consequences if I did something like that. Literally, there is a rule and an order in prison. And there's certain things you do or don't do. And if you do, oh, the retaliation, it can be horrible. And especially when they see that you're weak, they'll come after you even more, he said. Dave said, no, I'm not going to do nothing. That's enough of a statement. That's saying a lot, even in and of itself. And I said, oh, that's impressive, Dave, that you're not going to take revenge. And we went on talking about it, and he said, yeah, I was mentioning it to my cellie. And when he said that, I paused and thought, you know, Dave, I said, you may have just done the best thing of all in telling your cellie that you're going to do nothing. He said, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, would your cellie have done something? Oh, yeah, Nick would be dead by now. Well, you witnessed to your God, and you told him about God, and he knows you trust Jesus. And Dave said, oh, yeah, we talk. Well, you may not have ever been able to reach Nick or help him, but I think you just helped your cellie. I think you gave a huge message to your cellie in stating that you wouldn't take revenge because God forgave you. And then I quoted 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Now, I've used this verse in podcasts before just to encourage you to know that no matter where you, as an individual who's listening to this, average Joe, a truck driver, who I understand truck drivers are listening to the podcast, or you who are blind and can't do much or witness much or share much, yet when one lives a life of service to their Lord and speaks about Jesus and his love, your labor is not in vain. You may not know it now, but I bet you're going to know it in heaven when someone comes up and says, "Boy, thank you for what you did." "What do you mean what I did? I didn't do anything for you." "Oh, yes, you did, because you..." dot, dot, dot. It might just be that's the way it is with Dave and his Sally. Because Dave spoke, and then even more so, demonstrated forgiveness by not retaliating. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that our labor is not in vain, but that you bless it and work through us mightily, even when we don't know it. So even when we don't seem to be doing very much, yet you are behind the scenes doing so much, pulling the strings, as they say. Thank you for not taking revenge on us for the wrongs that we have done, but for forgiving us when you died on the cross. Dear Lord Jesus, we believe that, we trust it, and may our living that out be a demonstration to others of you and your love for them. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I would love to hear from you again. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus@not-alone.net.